The economy is down, unemployment is up, people are hurting. Perfect time for a scam. I'm Murray Feldman with the Feldman Report on WWJ, News Radio 950. More than 18,000 scams have been reported in the last couple of months. Federal Trade Commission says Americans lost more than $13 million. Many of the scams related to the coronavirus. Everything from work-at-home jobs, fraudulent charities seeking money supposedly to help people hurt by the pandemic. Romance scams are still lurking on dating sites now that more people are using dating sites to stay in touch with people. AARP says some scammers are pretending to be government officials trying to get a hold of a stimulus check. They need your bank account number so they can deposit the money into your account. Don't believe it. AARP says if somebody claims that they're from the government or your bank, call to verify. If somebody tries to be too friendly over the telephone or through the computer, cut them off. If they called you and you did not initiate the correspondence, it's usually trouble. With the Feldman Report, I'm Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.